October 6, 1922. The first plane of the human acts changed into divine in the divine will was done by Jesus. Louisa, the first one to live in the divine will. I was praying, and my always lovable Jesus came, and throwing his arms around my neck, told me, "My daughter, let us pray together. Let us enter into the immense sea of my will, so that nothing may come out of you which is not plunged into it. The thought, the word, the heartbeat, the work, the step, everything must take its place in my will. And for each thing you do in it, you will take one more possession and will acquire a greater right. All human acts, according to the purpose of creation, were to have life in my volition, and form in it a very plane of all human acts changed into divine acts, with the mark of the supreme nobility, sanctity, and wisdom. It was not our will that man would draw from us, but that he live with us, growing in our likeness and operating with our own manners. This is why I wanted that all his acts be done in my will, to give him the place in which to form his own little river within the immense sea of my will. I acted like a father who, possessing great lands, says to his son, "I give you, in your possession, the center of my possessions, so that you may not go out of my boundaries and may grow in my riches, with my own nobility, and with the greatness of my works, and so that all may recognize that you are my son." What would be said of him if he did not accept the great gift of his father, and went into a foreign land to live of miseries, disennobling himself, enslaved to cruel enemies? Such was man. Now, this plain, this little river in my volition, I want from you. Let each one of your thoughts flow in it, so that in the reflections of our intelligence, which is thought of each one, it may rise over each intelligence and give us the homage of each thought in a divine manner. Let your words and works flow as well, so that in the reflection of our word of fiat, which made all things, and is word of each one, and in the reflections of the sanctity of our works, which is life and motion of everything, they may rise and hover over everything, giving us the glory of each word and of each work, with our own word fiat and with the very sanctity of our works. My daughter, if all that is human, be even one thought, is not done in my will, the human plane takes no possession. The little river is not formed, and my will cannot descend upon earth to make itself known and to reign. On hearing this, I said, "My love, Jesus, how is it possible that after so many centuries of life of the Church, which has put out so many saints, and many of them have astonished heaven and earth with their virtues and with the wonders they performed, they would not operate fully in the divine will, so as to form this plane you're talking about? Were you waiting just for me, the most incapable, the most bad little one, and ignorant, in order to do this? It seems just incredible." And Jesus, "Listen, my daughter. My wisdom has means and ways which man ignores, such that he is obliged to lower his forehead and adore it in mute silence. And it is not up to him to dictate to me the laws, whom should I choose, and the appropriate time, which my goodness disposes. And besides, first I had to form the saints who were to resemble me and copy my humanity in a more perfect way, as much as is possible for them. And this I have already done. Now my goodness wants to go beyond and wants to give into greater excesses of love, and therefore I want them to enter into my humanity and copy what the soul of my humanity did in the divine will. If the first have cooperated with my redemption in order to save souls, to teach the law, to banish sin, being limited within the centuries in which they lived, the second will go beyond, copying what the soul of my humanity did in the divine will. They will embrace all centuries, all creatures, and rising above all, they will put in force the rights of creation which are due to me, and which concern the creatures, bringing all things to the first origin of creation and to the purpose for which creation came out. Everything is ordered in me. If I issued creation, it must return to me ordered, just as it came out of my hands. The first plane of the human acts changed into divine in my will was done by me. I left it as though suspended, and the creature, except for my dear and inseparable mama, knew nothing. This was necessary. If man did not know the way, the door, the rooms of my humanity, how could he enter inside of me and copy what I did? Now the time has come for the creature to enter into this plane and do also something of her own within mine. What is the wonder if I had called you as the first one? And besides, it is so true that I have called you as the first, since to no other soul, though dear to me, have I manifested the way of living in my will, the effects of it, the wonders, the goods which the creature operating in the supreme volition receives. Check as many lives of saints as you want, or books of doctrines. In not one of them will you find the prodigies of my volition operating in the creature, and of the creature operating in it. At the most, you will find resignation, union of wills, but in not one of them will you find the divine will operating in her and she in it. This means that the time had not come in which my goodness would call the creature to live in this sublime state. Even the very way I make you pray cannot be found in anyone else. Therefore, be attentive. My justice demands this. My love is delirious, so my wisdom disposes everything in order to obtain the intent. It is the right, the glory of creation that we want from you.